and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters, distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is The Unholy Trinity. Me, myself, and I are said to make up the Unholy Trinity. Add in the word mine, and together these four words, irrespective of what language they are spoken in, are likely the most overused words in human vocabulary. They shouldn't be. Find out why in today's message. Just minutes ago, I was riding my bike with my wife. We were enjoying a beautiful sunny day of retirement living. As we rode along a popular trail without a care in the world, the Holy Spirit suddenly prompted me to stop, get off my bike, and write this message. So now, here I am sitting on a park bench next to a river overlooking a waterfall, writing. The Holy Spirit has directed my thoughts towards everyone else in the world who wasn't enjoying this peaceful, relaxing afternoon. I guess you could say that some of us are living the life. If we are honest with ourselves, we are all blessed beyond measure. Perhaps like me, you are retired, you own a home that's mostly paid for, you have a little money saved, and have enough income to cover your expenses. So far, retirement has been kind to my wife and I. We've had the opportunity to go camping, kayaking, and enjoy our e-bikes. We've had the opportunity to travel and spend time with family and friends. It's also comforting to know that our children believe in God, love each other, and have contributed to their communities and others. So without a doubt, we are extremely blessed. So that's enough about me. I only said those things to make my point. Each of you listening to this could have written your own story about your own circumstances. How has God blessed you? But here on a beautiful afternoon, the Holy Spirit nudged me to stop, ponder, and write about the reality that at this very moment, as I sit on this park bench, there are millions of others far less fortunate. As we were riding our bikes, bombs were falling in Ukraine. A reporter is being held against his will in Russia. Children are starving in Africa. Dictatorial regimes are oppressing their citizens. Religious persecutions are taking place around the world. Homeless encampments are found in cities across America. Families are devastated by senseless violence and murders. Single parents struggle to raise their young families. People work two and three jobs just to pay their bills. And sick people can't get the care they need because they have no way to pay for treatment. Reflecting on the aforementioned circumstances, can you see just how enormously blessed you are? No matter how hard we think we have it, someone has it worse. The big question is, do we even see the sick, hungry, and oppressed people around us? Or instead, are we too me-focused? Easter season is an ideal time to reflect on our abundant blessings. It's also an ideal time to reflect on how poor, sick, and downtrodden so many others are. Through his life, death, and resurrection, Jesus taught us how to care for others and how to live an outward-focused life. Too often, our unholy Trinity causes us to have an inwardly focused life. The next time we contemplate buying a new car, a new boat, a bigger home, let's first remember those who are racked with pain and burdened by life. As we add more to our bank accounts and 401k, let's keep in mind those who are struggling to make it through until tomorrow. Do we even see these people? Do we care? Do we stop to help? In Luke 12, verse 48, it says, "Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more." When this life is over, we won't be remembered for having lived a comfortable life. We won't be remembered for the things we accumulated. We won't be remembered by the size of our bank accounts. We will, however, be remembered if we left a positive impact on others. We will have left a meaningful legacy if we have lived an outward-focused life by giving back to others and by leaving values to our children more so than wealth. If we want to walk in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, we need to step out of our comfort zone. We need to open our eyes to those around us. We need to care, and we need to take action. Acts 3 verse 7 tells us that soon after the resurrection, Peter, in the name of Jesus, cured a man and gave him the ability to walk. Having just experienced Easter, are we going to live as a resurrection people? Will we help those less fortunate than us? Now, as my wife and I resume our bicycle ride, this question lingers on my mind. Can I see beyond my unholy Trinity? Can you? Now, will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, give me the ability to truly love others as I love myself. Guide me to those most in need and help me to walk more closely in the footsteps of your Son. Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. I invite you to visit me at brokendoorministries.com. There you can click the link to contact me. I love to hear from my listeners. You can also invite me to your church to put on a retreat or purchase my book, Blessed, Broken, and Scared. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.